Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An FDA committee endorses the COVID shots for children ages 5 through 11. This is insane. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Matt, this is just atrocious. I mean, this is medical genocide. This committee, in a 17-0 decision, voted to approve emergency use, and that's in quotes, of these COVID shots in children ages 5 through 11. Now, there is no need for children who have immune systems to be getting these shots.
No, and, you know, of course, the full authorization by the FDA is expected. This was 17-0, 18-member panel. One of them abstained, so it was unanimous 17-0. One of them on the panel, Dr. Eric Rubin, made the following comment. Listen to this. We're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. That's just the way it goes, close quote.
So we're going to make our children guinea pigs, that's what he's saying.
So, you know, how we learn about whether vaccines or drugs are harmful or beneficial or whether they work is you go through years and years of testing. And you first do that with animals, and then you use bigger animals or other kinds of animals, and then eventually you actually have a volunteer group of humans who have all the information, the consent, and they want to be part of a clinical trial. And they are given all the information, all of the risk, all of the potential benefits that they suspect at the time, and then they make a decision with full and informed free consent, and they become part of the trial. And then they expand that group of individual humans to include all different segments of the population with comorbidities and ages and genders and races and so forth. And then once those years of testing are done, then it ultimately goes to the FDA with all that data for consideration of approval. And even then, you can't be 100% sure that whatever the FDA approves is safe. We've seen the FDA approved many, many drugs that are not safe, that have actually injured or killed people, and they later had to pull them from the marketplace.
But when you're talking about years of testing, we're talking 10 to 15 years for one particular shot or vaccine or whatever the medicine is, not months.
Not months.
No.
And in this case, you know, this doctor who's on the panel, the advisory panel, part of the 17-0 votes, says we're not ever going to learn how safe the vaccine is unless we start shooting it into these children. And he said, that's just the way it goes. So tell that to parents, that their kid is going to be part of an experiment and they're going to see how it works. The last group of people that need this shot is children ages 5 through 11.
And of course, you know that Fauci has really been pushing these shots on these children in order for them to go back to school. So I think we're really going to be seeing a lot more children getting homeschooled nowadays, because who on earth would want this for their child, ages 5 to 11?
Exactly. And in fact, Dr. Harvey Reich, who's an epidemiologist professor at Yale School of Public Health, he said, if it were my child, I would homeschool them, honestly. And he said, I would organize with their parents to take them out of the school and create homeschooling environments. There's no choice. Your child's life is on the line.
Right. These children, they have immune system. They don't need to be masked up. They don't need to be shot up with these drugs. They have healthy immune systems, and you have to allow them to thrive with those healthy immune systems.
I mean, we're talking about 28 million children that fall in that category of ages 5 through 11. So you know what's going to happen is, in order to attend school, if you're in that 5 to 11, which is your elementary middle school time frame, you know, they're going to require, many of these schools are going to require that you get the COVID shots.
Right.
Or you go to daycare, get the COVID shots. And so these parents are going to be really pressured to get their children with these shots.
But you also, you know, just connect the dotted lines here. You see that they don't value life. You see that aborted fetal cells are associated, either tested in development or the profit from aborted children in these COVID shots. So now, just fast forward to now, they're trying to stick these in our precious children ages 5 to 11. They don't value life of our children.
No, they don't. And you know, NPR recently did a report, and they admitted that the emergency rooms across America are swamped with organ failures and serious illnesses. Now, they never connected the cause to the COVID shots themselves. But what they said was, quote, ERs are now swamped with seriously ill patients, but many don't even have COVID, reported NPR. And they have this information about what's happening in the ER rooms. And it says months of treatment delays have exacerbated, this is what they're saying, chronic conditions and worsened symptoms. Well, that's true, because of the non-essential treatment and surgeries, many of those have been postponed.
Right.
Doctors and nurses say the severity of illnesses range widely and includes the following. Listen to the symptoms: abdominal pain, respiratory problems, blood clots, heart conditions, and suicide attempts. You know, this one person, they said, well, there's no privacy in the ER room. And he came in complaining that he has tingling and a painful sensation in his arm, and he's had it now for over a week. He can no longer hold a cup of coffee. A nurse gave him a full physical exam, which made him uncomfortable because he was right there in the middle of other people. And what NPR actually includes is this quote from Dr. Lisa Marino, president of the American Academy of Emergency Medicine. And here's the quote. We are hearing from members in every part of the country, the Midwest, the South, the Northeast, the West. They are seeing this exact same phenomenon. Well, you know, these symptoms, let's take out of the symptom category here for just a moment, suicide attempts, abdominal pain, respiratory problems, blood clots, heart conditions, and then the other one here that they mentioned, tingling and painful sensation in the arm with the inability to even hold a coffee cup. So you have weaknesses. What does that sound like? We know from the COVID shots that there are certain symptoms that develop in people who have had adverse reactions.
Right.
All of these symptoms that they just mentioned are some of those adverse reactions.
You know, Matt, it's just heartbreaking. I watched another video last night of a young woman. She was beautiful. She looked like a model. And she went and got her first shot. After that, it was downhill. She said she couldn't stop shaking. She had to go to the emergency room. And that's probably going to be the rest of her life. And it's just heartbreaking to watch this. And now, are we going to start seeing children being flooded with these same symptoms?
There's no question. We'll see that with children.
Yeah.
With children. There's no question. We already see it with teenagers who have gotten the shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a 17, 18-year-old young boy who loved hockey since age 5. And in order to continue to play hockey in this one arena, he had to get the COVID shots. So he went and got the COVID shots.
He's a teenager?
Yeah, I think he's 17. He's still in high school. He's dead. Oh. He's no longer with us. He loved hockey so much that, you know, they said, get the shot or you can't play anymore. He's dead. He's gone.
He's
dead. Now, that has happened over and over again with regards to young people, older people. We've seen over and over again these very symptoms that NPR reports. They don't cause the link. They don't connect the link to the shots. But what we're hearing from first responders, firefighters, EMS, doctors, and nurses, that they're seeing a boatload of people coming into the ER or having emergency calls, and they're having these symptoms, and they are directly related in time, causally related to these shots. And they're getting that all over the country.
Our plaintiffs, our healthcare workers, they don't want a part of this. I mean, aside from religious exemptions with the aborted fetal cells, but they're seeing what's happening in these hospitals, and they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So you go to our website, lc.org/vaccine. We have a lot of information there on all of the COVID shots. Look at adverse reactions, look at breakthrough cases, look at some of the personal stories, and also be sure to spend some time on the treatment section, very important section of lc.org/vaccine. And also go to lc.org and follow some of our cases, because we're filing lawsuits all over the country to stop these insane COVID shot mandates. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.